In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today I want to talk a little bit about heaven. Yes, we are well schooled on the earth. Yes, we know lots of things about the earth. And now with the information highway, we know so much knowledge. There has been an increase of knowledge. But what about heaven? My first point is this. Do you know that you already have the first fruit of heaven living in you if you're a Christian? The first fruits of heaven, the Holy Spirit dwells within you. That's Jesus. The Holy Spirit makes Jesus present. And you've been washed in the blood. Oh yes, you've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Therefore, heaven is already in you, the first fruits of heaven. Now, just the other day, we picked the first fruits of our tomatoes, and they are so sweet. The first fruits are so sweet, but they also tell you something else. There's going to be a harvest. There's going to be a harvest. So we ate the first fruits of the tomato plant, but there's going to be a harvest. When we talk about heaven, we're talking about that which Jesus won for us on the cross. Yes, on the cross, where he bled and died and absorbed the sin of the world, your sin and my sin. There would be no experience of heaven unless Jesus, the Lamb of God, did what he did for us, and he opened his arms and completely surrendered to the Father and shed the last drop of blood for you and for me. I'm looking at Revelation. It's not Revelations, it's Revelation, not plural. Chapter 21 and 22. I, that's John, saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there was no sea any longer. Why is there no sea? The sea represents the big beast underneath the sea. And so that's chaos. So there'll be no sea. The Mediterranean will be dried up. The Atlantic will be dried up. The sea was no more. And I, John, saw the holy city. Hallelujah, that's Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride is adorned for her husband. That's the church. Oh yes, a new heaven and a new earth and a bride adorned for her husband. We are part of that bride. Are you ready to see the King coming? Are you without spot or wrinkle? We need to get to confession and to confess our sins. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." Oh yes, that he is our God. We have someone who loves us so much that he is not only our Lord and our Savior, but he is our God. God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Listen to the next line, the fourth verse. "And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes." God shall wipe all the way the tears from your eyes. Yes, for there'll be no more crying, no more pain, no more division. Only God. "And there shall be no more death." Oh, hallelujah. Death was given the blow at the Calvary. Death was given its blow at the Calvary. But still, it is the last enemy to be defeated. There will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. What are the former things? The former things are sorrow, crying, pain. All passed away. Why? Because now we are in the presence of God. Not in the presence by faith, but in the presence by knowledge. We're in the presence of God. This is the hope of the Christian. But you see, again, I want to tell you, you already have the first fruits of heaven within you by the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. And not only the Holy Spirit, but you've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Hallelujah. You're going to be a new creation. You're already a new creation. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old have passed away. Behold, the new has come. But you know, somehow we're going to become newer. We're going to become newer in heaven. I make all things new. All your predicaments right now, all your sorrows right now, he says, I make all things new. Trust me. I know how to take the garbage that has you've been going through, and I know how to make it into fertilizer. I make all things new. Yes. And he said to me, write, for those words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is finished, it is done. I am the Alpha, the beginning, and the Omega, the end. The beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is thirsty of the fountain of water freely, the fountain of water of life freely. Thirsty. We really need to ask the Lord to give us a thirst. Give us a thirst for that fountain of water that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. Oh Lord, I need a thirst. I remember Aunt May saying always when she prayed, I want a thirst and a hunger. I want a thirst and a hunger for you, O God. We need that thirst. We need that thirst. Father, you make all things new. You see your people today. They have so many troubles. Surrender your troubles to Jesus today. Surrender your troubles to Jesus today. He makes all things new. And he that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I want to tell you, you are the daughter and the son of the living God through the blood of Jesus and through the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. You are already his son and his daughter through the blood of Jesus and through the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. See, you're just not any Tom, Dick, or Harry. You are the son and daughter of the living God already. Never mind heaven at this point, but at this point now, because of what Jesus has done for us, and because of the Spirit that lives within us, we are already the sons and daughters of God. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Please, give your fears to the Lord. Give your fears to the Lord. Trust him today. Trust him today. You know, we have a lot of fears in our life. A lot of fears. I spoke about that on Tuesday. Give them to the Lord. Let him transform them. He says, I make all things new. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had seven vials full of seven last plagues. And he talked with me, saying, come here, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. The bride, who is that? That's the church. All those believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. all those who have been washed in the blood of Jesus, all those who have the Holy Spirit dwelling within them. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like the stones most precious, even like jasper stone, clear as crystal. It's the crystal city. And he had a wall, a great and high wall, with 12 gates, and the gates of the 12 angels, and the names written upon them are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, Jacob's 12 children. That's what's on the gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, Matthew, Peter, James, John, Bartholomew, all those people, the names of the foundation of the really of heaven, of the foundation of heaven. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lies four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, remember, according to an angel measurement. The length and breadth and height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits. Remember, it's the angel's measuring. It's not our measuring. According to the measure of man, this is according to the measure of man, that is, of the angel. Okay, of the angel. The angel's got this measurement, and I'm going to tell you, it's a lot bigger than what we think are cubits in our own measuring system. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was of pure gold, like unto clear glass. Beautiful. The golden city. The city of gold. But you know, all that is beauty in heaven is because of the Lamb that was slain and rose from the dead. Yesterday we talked about the resurrection from the dead. Everything beautiful in heaven is because the Lamb was slain and he rose from the dead for you and for me. That's wonderful. There would be no more heaven if there was no Calvary. There would be no heaven for us if his blood was not shed. There would be no heaven for us if Jesus didn't go to the cross. When he was on the cross, he said, I will draw all men, women unto myself. That's what Jesus does. He draws us into his broken heart. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was of pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was of jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, I don't even know how to pronounce it, chalcedony, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, crystallite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysoparis, the 11th, a jacinth, the 12th, an amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was of pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple in the place. Why? For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Oh, yes, the temple in heaven is the Lord God Almighty, the Father, and the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the city had no need of sun, neither of moon, to shine on it, for the glory of God did light it up. And the Lamb is the light of the heavens. Let's think about that. It's Jesus, the Lamb of God, is the light. He's part of the temple with the Father, and he is the light. He sheds the light. Remember what he said when he was on earth, I am the light of the world. But he also said, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. If you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, you are the light of the world. When? Now, not tomorrow. Now, that the people would see our good works and so glorify the Father in heaven. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, the light of Jesus, and the kings of the earth to bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut by day, and there shall be no night anymore. Imagine, no more night. Why? Because the Lamb is the light of heaven, and he never stops shining. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. These words are so much deeper than what I can explain. We're talking about the glory of God manifested in heaven and on those that are in heaven. That glory of God that we pray about, that God would fill us with his glory, but it will be so prevalent in heaven. So prevalent in heaven. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into heaven, and there shall in no wise ever enter it things that are defiled, neither whatever works, whatever is abomination, whatever is a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Are you written in the Lamb's book of life? I'm going to tell you, I've had, I believe, two books dedicated to me. One from Peter Kreft on prayer, and one from Father Joshi, which is his doctoral dissertation. But you know what? I'm very happy about that. But I want to make sure my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name written there? Have you given your life to Jesus? Has the blood of Jesus cleansed you from all iniquity? Is the Spirit of God dwelling within you? Hallelujah. I tell you, you can have your name written in all the papers of the world, but I want my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's all that I want. Let me tell you about that. One House of the Representatives, one representative was pro-life, and they came up to him and said to him, you know, you're not going to be elected next term because you're pro-life and the whole city is pro-abortion. Why don't you change your opinion? He said, let me tell you. You see my name on the door? Take it off. As long as my name is in the book of the Lamb, the Lamb's book of life. He never took it off. I believe he was re-elected. But you see, he had things very, very straight. Made no difference that his name was on a door. It made the big difference that his name was in the Lamb's Book of Life. Again, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with our works. It has everything to do with being cleansed from the blood of Jesus. Yes. And then we do good works. It's all about grace. It's all about grace. Again, I want to tell people, go and see that movie that's playing in the theater called War Room. It's all about grace. It's all about grace. Grace changes people. We say, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. chapter 22. And he showed me the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. There's a crystal, clear river, flowing out from the throne. The crystal, clear river of God. There's a crystal, clear river, flowing out from the throne. The crystal, clear river of God. And wherever the river flows, it brings life. It brings life, peace. It brings peace. It brings pure of heart. Yes, wherever the river flows, it brings life. It brings peace. It brings purity. In the midst of the city of it, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore fruit 12 times a year. Oh yes, we have that song too. Fruit, 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 12 times a year. Fruit, 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 12 times a year. That's real. That tree of life bears fruit 12 times a year. I believe God wants us in our ministries to bear fruit every month. More fruit and more fruit. I was with Monsignor Walsh yesterday, and he was telling me of the fruit bearing that he's been bearing since his father died. It was magnificent. It was magnificent. It was magnificent. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be upon their foreheads. And there shall be no more night, no need of candle, neither need of light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. We're going to reign with Jesus. We're going to reign with the Almighty Father. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets has sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly, says the Lord. Behold, I come quickly, says the Lord. That means he's coming fast. He's coming fast. We have to be ready. Behold, I come quickly, says the Lord. Blessed is the one who keeps the sayings of the prophetic book that I'm reading. And I, John, saw the things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel. And he showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do not kneel before me, for I am a fellow servant of your brethren and the prophets, and there which who keep the sayings of this book. Please worship God, yes. We bend the knee only to God. We bend the heart only to God. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly with my reward with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. In other words, we are saved by grace through faith, producing works. How many fruits have you contained or obtained for Jesus? How many fruits have you obtained for Jesus? How many people have you brought to the kingdom of God? How many? The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that hears say, come. Let whoever will take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto them the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life and out of the holy city from these things that have been written in this book. And he who testifies these things says, surely I am coming quickly. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. Heaven is not an idea. Heaven is for real. Heaven is for real. And it has been won by the blood of the Lamb and the one who lives in us, called the Holy Spirit. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to my word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. No more crying. No more pain, no more tears, no more death. He makes all things new. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.